This is the container exercise. First, I'm going to ask that you identify a difficult or upsetting current situation, a disturbing memory, current trigger, or fear. Once you have that in place, I want you to think about a container that is capable of holding the upset memory or upsetting current situation, the trigger, or fear. I want you to think about a container that is capable of holding that, that has a lid that can securely attach. In your mind's eye, I'd like you to open the container. Once that container is open, I want you to put everything that is difficult or upsetting into the container. This includes memories, difficult relationships, triggers, fears, and anything that is uncomfortable until you decide to work on it at your own pace. So emotions and sensations that are going to go into the container, I want you to think about those and give it a form or a color. And then you're going to shrink it to a very small size until it fits into the container. I want you to think about thoughts that you have about this situation, memory, trigger, or fear. And the thoughts that you have, I wanted you to write it down on paper with unreadable special ink. Put it into an envelope and then put that into the container. If you have any pictures of the memory, of the trigger, fear, I want you to handle that as though it is a photo. I want you to shrink it, let the color come out. Put another blank paper in front of it, and then put that into an envelope. Put the envelope into the container. If there's an inner movie that you see playing over, I want you to handle that as though it's on a videotape or DVD. You're going to use a remote control to take away the color, sound. You're going to turn the TV off, eject it, shrink it, and put it into the container. If there are any sounds, you're going to handle it as if it's on a CD or an iPod or audio cassette. So take that sound, put it onto an object like a CD, and I want you to imagine turning down the volume until it is off. Then you're going to eject it, shrink it, and put it into the container. If there are any smells, I want you to suck them into a bottle. Then you're going to close it and put it into the container. Taste, you're going to give it a form and a color, then shrink it and store it inside a small glass vial and put it away in a container. Once you've gone through all of the memories that are upsetting, all the senses that are upsetting, I want you to close the container so that it is sufficiently safe and secure in a way that all the contents are fully contained. So I want you to check that everything that needs to be in there is securely in the container. If there is something left open, take that put it into the container. Close the container. And then put it away. If something new comes up throughout the week, I want you to also practice putting that into the container. And then we can deal with that and work on that at our next session. Once you're done, take a few breaths and open your eyes.